Welcome back to Keeping It Real with Coach Roz Coming Off Mute podcast, where we tackle life's toughest challenges with honesty, empathy, and faith. I am your host, Dr. Rosalind Willis, better known as Coach Roz, the Birth and Purpose Coach. I remind everyone that I meet, as long as you got a pulse, you got a purpose. Well, on today, we embark on a journey to celebrate the boundless love, strength, and resilience of mothers everywhere. As we honor Mother's Day, we pay tribute to the extraordinary women who have been chosen by God to nurture, protect, and shape the lives of their children and those in need of maternal guidance. Now, I am reminded of one of my favorite Bible stories. It is found in 1 Kings 3:16 through 28. The story of the two mothers in the Bible. We find the story of two mothers that are approaching King Solomon, each claiming to be the mother of a baby. Both women lived in the same house and had given birth within days of each other. But one of the babies had tragically died because one of the mothers overlaid her baby, or basically smothered her baby by sleeping on the baby. The living child had become the subject of a fierce dispute between the two women. When brought before King Solomon, he proposed a solution that would reveal the true mother, to cut the living child in half and give each woman half. One of the mothers, overcome with love and compassion for her child, begged the king to spare the baby's life and instead give him to the other woman. This selfless act of sacrifice revealed her as the true mother, and King Solomon awarded her custody of the child. This story exemplifies the depth of a mother's love, the willingness to sacrifice one's own desire for the well-being of her child. It serves as a powerful reminder of the extraordinary lengths to which a mother will go to protect and nurture her children, even in the face of adversity and uncertainty. Now, this blessed me so much because many women give birth, but that don't mean that they're a mother. Some women give birth as this other mother did, the one that literally overlaid her baby. And I remember when I was a teen mom, when I gave birth to Terrence, and I remember having this fear of rolling over on him because I was such a bad sleeper up until I had him. And it's something how God created in me, this thing where when I would seem like I was getting too close, it's like he would wake me up. So it protected my baby, even though I didn't have the thing in common of knowing how to sleep in the bed with my baby. He put that in me as a mother, and that's why God is so awesome. He provides this length of protection that is put inside of us. You know, we call it a mother's wit or mother's intuition or whatever you may want to say, but this is something that only God can give you, is what gives us the desire to protect our child and to know that they're going to be okay. These are few attributes of a mother. Strength and vulnerability. Mother's unconditional love. A mother's love knows no bounds. It is unwavering, unconditional, and enduring, providing a safe haven in a world of uncertainty. Selflessness. Mothers exemplify selflessness, sacrificing their own needs and desires for the well-being and happiness of their children. A guiding light. Like a beacon in the darkness, mothers offer guidance, wisdom, and direction, illuminating the path for their children to follow. A healing touch. A mother's embrace has the power to heal wounds, mend broken hearts, and offer solace in times of pain and sorrow. Empowerment. Mothers empower their children to dream, to aspire, and to believe in themselves, instilling confidence and courage to pursue their passions. Nurturing spirit with tenderness and care, mothers nurture the seeds of potential within their children, cultivating a foundation for growth and development. Teaching moments. Every moment is a teaching opportunity for mothers, imparting valuable lessons about love, kindness, compassion, and resilience. Legacy of Love. A mother's legacy is measured not by wealth and success, but by the love she leaves behind in the hearts of her children and all whose lives she touches. Courageous leadership. Mothers lead by example, demonstrating courage, integrity, and grace in the face of life's challenges and uncertainties. Community of support. Mothers create communities of support, forging bonds of sisterhood and solidarity with other women as they navigate the joys and struggles of motherhood together. Eternal impact. The influence of a mother extends far beyond her lifetime, leaving an indelible mark on the hearts and minds of generations to come. In conclusion, as we celebrate Mother's Day, let us honor and uplift the mothers in our lives, whether they be biological, adoptive, foster, and spiritual. Their love is a beacon of hope, their strength and inspiration, and their legacy a testament to the power of maternal grace. To all the mothers listening today, may you be empowered, inspired, and cherished for the extraordinary gift of love you bestow upon the world. Thank you for joining us on this special episode of Keeping It Real with Coach Roz, Coming Off Mute podcast. May you feel the warmth of God's love and the gratitude of those whose lives you've touched as we celebrate the gift of motherhood. On today, I just want to say to the mothers out there that have lost children, that I send you love, hugs, and just prayer for peace in this time. I thank you all for tuning in. Share this broadcast and just let me know. Give me some feedback. Go to our YouTube page and like and click the notification so that you'll know every time a new broadcast is set up. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you all and happy Mother's Day.